It is clear that the insecurity problems occasioned by the bombings indicate that Nigeria is actually slipping into anarchy and might soon become a failed state if that issue is not addressed. Boko Haram is saying that they want to Islamize Nigeria. And Nigeria is a plural state where you have religion in terms of Islam and Christianity. And you also have African traditional religion, Turkish. So how can you make a country where you have several religions or at least two dominant religions, an Islamic state? And Boko Haram that is doing this is not just doing it for doing sake, because Nigerian leaders have refused to address the major concern. And that is the fact that Nigeria is a member of Organization of Islamic Countries, a unilateral decision that was taken by Ibrahim Badamosi Babangida during his tenure as president of Nigeria or head of state. And Nigeria remains a member of that organization, and that is wrong. Nigeria needs to be deregistered from that organization, because if Nigeria is actually a society where there is plurality in religion, then there shouldn't have been a membership of such an organization.
You are also suggesting that Boko Haram has intensified its attacks because President Goodluck Jonathan is a southerner and is a Christian?
Exactly. These things did not happen during the administration of Yar'Adua. It didn't happen in the past. Why are they doing it now? This thing is politically motivated. And it is sad that the northern leaders are not speaking out against it. I have only seen a few of them say that these killings is wrong. But how do you imagine a situation where right there in the heartland of the north, Christians are killed? And you expect those who are from the south to be quiet or to be happy about it? That is wrong. It is inhuman. And they need to stop it with immediate effect.
Jamila, the Interior Minister of Nigeria said that the government was going to change its strategy in dealing with the Boko Haram. What do you think about the way the government has been dealing with Boko Haram?
I think the government has been dealing with Boko Haram with kid gloves. And it is high time they declare these guys a terrorist. This is a terrorist organization, and I am going to be appealing to the U.S. State Department to declare Nigeria a sponsor of terrorism, a country that is sponsoring terrorism, if they will not take adequate steps to address this problem. The federal government scrubbed the 51st Independence Anniversary Celebration in 2011 because of fear that Boko Haram was going to strike. If the federal government will scrub their own 51st Independence Anniversary Celebration just because of threat from an Islamic sect, then you can imagine defenseless Christians who are worshipping in churches. How do you then expect themselves to be defended? And that is exactly what happened on Christmas Day, that innocent worshippers were killed in cold blood by these lunatics who call themselves Islamic sect, Boko Haram or whatever it's called.